Here's another story about blurring boundaries. This one's musical. The Vietnamese musician Van Anh Vo has been collaborating with the Kronos Quartet and Taiko drummers for her new CD, Three Mountain Pass. Vo now lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, and reporter Lonnie Shavelson has her story.
Vietnamese traditional musician Van Anh Vo says she was lucky to be born in Hanoi after the North-South War ended in 1975. While the northern capital was still militarized, her neighborhood was rich with artists and musicians.
My father was a musician, traditional opera, some classical instruments, or even a rock. And by the age of 4, I started to learn how to read and sing music.
That enchanted musical childhood was punctuated by persistent North-South hostility. Children continued to die, falling into rain-flooded trenches. But Vo found refuge and Vietnamese unity in traditional music. The North, she says, loved Southern opera, and generals from both sides were buried to the same traditional lament.
When you die, you come back and have the same voice. I just deeply appreciate traditional music because that's where I felt is united.
Vo became an eminent performer of ancient Vietnamese instruments. And when Vietnam reestablished relations with the United States in 1995, they sent Vo on a musical diplomatic mission to America.
I believe that when the music is good, it's good, and everyone cannot resist to enjoy it.
There was one American, originally from Vietnam, who really did not resist. He followed Vo back to Vietnam. They returned to the U.S. as a married couple.
I know that I'm leaving Vietnam for a new home with my beloved husband, but it's hard for me because at the time I was very well established in Vietnam, and moving to the U.S. means that I should have to start from the scratch.
But Vo also saw starting from scratch in the U.S. as positive. In Vietnam, she says, her voice had been censored.
All the songs and programs that we do in Vietnam, I do as they ask. I do not have much choices. So I know that outside of Vietnam, I will find opportunities so that my inner voices about life and people will be able to express. And that becomes very, very important for an artist like me.
But surprisingly, in her new home, she ran into an old conflict. Almost all Vietnamese here in the U.S. come from the South.
Being a northerner and especially have very northern accent, I got into some very strong reaction from other Vietnamese here in the U.S. Of course, I go to the groceries, I go to restaurants, and the Vietnamese people, they laugh at me or they walk away.
Vo's answer, of course, is through her music. With her new CD, Three Mountain Pass, she's melded Vietnamese traditions with contemporary sounds in collaborations from the Kronos Quartet to Japanese taiko drumming. This, she says, is her musical contribution to uniting Vietnam.
So I find my voice of my own generation, the generation was born after whatever happened, put into music, strongly rooted like a tree, and then when the branches and all the leaves grow up, it inhales the heartbeat and all the love from people in this country. I can use my traditional music to hold all of us together, and we united again.
For the world, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
Check out Lonnie's video of Vanang Vaw playing a song from her new CD on the Dantran. You can find it and lots of other world stories and videos at our new digital home, PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.